Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Time to blow your minds with some stories and facts.
Sounds so intrigued.
I was like,
oh, stuff that we've learned in the last 7 days.
It's like, it's stories, but it's also facts, it's also history and science.
It's just a lot of different things.
It's
and this one here, I'm going to kick it off.
Sure.
Okay. Did you know, in 2005, one Powerball drawing had a shocking 110 second place winners?
Oh, wow.
I know.
What are the chances of that? Because it's
right?
Really hard to win the lotto. And then you'd be like, oh, I've got second space, still a lot of money. But then you find
there's 110 other people that are also trying to claim that exact prize. So this happened over in New York City. And you might be thinking, like you said, how? What are the chances? Well, get this right. So all 110 people opened up a fortune cookie that week.
Yeah.
And it had numbers on it.
Oh.
And so every single one of them were like, well, you know what? Let's just put it in a lotto ticket. So they did. And that's why they had 110.
Oh, that's so funny.
So the fortune cookie, okay, randomly put these numbers together. And it was 5 correct numbers out of the 6 that you needed.
Oh, wow. And the Powerball? Is that how it works?
Well,
I don't know how the lotto works. No idea.
But, okay, because there was 110 different people that came second place when it comes to the Powerball, they still had a great prize.
Okay.
I think this is amazing. Each winner took home between $100,000 and $500,000.
Oh, you can't complain about that.
I'm like, what?
Wow, that's pretty good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously, whoever runs Lotto over there and the Powerball, they were a bit, hang on, what's going
on
here?
Going
110
on,
people all getting second place, so there was an investigation.
Of course.
But it concluded that a lot of people, it was just a fortune cookie. How good is that?
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's brilliant. You'd be kicking yourself, though, if you were the one that typed it up. Like, oh, we'll go 7, 10, 12, and 14.
Yeah, let's go.
And then
go.
You're like, yeah, print, put it in the cookies, and then
what
you...
What if they entered as well?
You'd hope so. You'd be
feel
kicking
lucky.
Yourself like, ah, why?
Oh, that's brilliant.
And that is my believe it or not. Can you beat it?
Yeah.
Oh,
always.
Very confident.
Life is a competition with you. So there are identical twin sisters who are dating identical twin brothers. Not only that, they share 75% of their dates together and they all live together as well.
No.
Yes.
No, that's just weird.
It's
and they're all identical as well.
Yeah, so the sisters are identical and the brothers are identical.
You can't tell me that you haven't accidentally...
Nah, okay. They look like they have different haircuts.
Okay, right.
So you could tell them apart.
Because I'm like, that would just be like, hey, babe, next thing you know, it's not the one.
But also,
you're like, oh, no.
Like with identical twins, there's usually, you can't tell them apart.
Yeah, even though
even
there's
though
slight differences.
There's slight differences.
Definitely in personality.
Exactly. So they all met in June last year. They were actually set up by one of the girls' friends.
Oh.
So one of the girls' friends were like, obviously, wait, oh,
you're
a twin.
You
should
you're
meet these
twin.
Twins, I know. But it all worked out really well because they just clicked straight away. They moved in together after about 3 months or something like
I
that.
I guess they understand each other.
Yeah, they document everything online.
Yeah.
And they, like, go pretty much on dates all together. They're like, don't worry, though, sometimes we do have, like, private moments where we
just date
each other.
Otherwise, you're just a group of friends hanging out.
Yeah, and no double wedding either. So,
oh, well, wait.
Yeah.
Do you think that happens more often than, I mean, not more often than not, but do you think it's
marrying
not as rare as we think?
Marrying in the same family as a sibling.
Yeah.
Well, you know the band Human Nature.
Mm.
There's two brothers in that group.
Yeah.
And they both married sisters.
Really?
Yeah. So they're,
wow.
they're daughters, each of them have a daughter,
yeah.
are double cousins.
Oh, see, that's, I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. I guess it would work out great because then your families would be really united.
I know. I reckon it would be really nice.
Give us a call, 9313-0985. I know this is a very, very long shot, but have you married into the same family as your sibling?
Okay. Yeah, it is a long shot. There's got to be someone listening, though.
I mean, if Human Nature is listening.
Yeah, give us a call. They're not in Perth, but you know.
But I think out of everyone listening right now, surely there is someone that's done that exact same thing.
Yeah, married.
Or maybe you just dated. And you realise it wasn't going to work.
Because you're all in the same family?
Yeah, and you're just like, this is too close to home. Like, no, you're dating. No, it's not working out. Okay. Give us a call. Michelle joins us on the phone. Michelle, have you done this?
No, I haven't done it. But my sisters have married brothers. Or my sister-in-laws have married brothers.
Your sister-in-law have married brothers?
So is that your husband's sisters?
My husband's sisters have married brothers in the same family.
So how does that go? Do they have like an awesome Christmas because it's all the same family?
Yes.
Also, was it like they met at the same time or was it like, okay, one of them were married? Yeah, what was the situation? How did it work?
They met at separate times. So one was married before the other.
Right, oh, okay. So then it was kind of like, oh, I'm hanging out with this side of the family. You want to come and join?
And then
next thing you know, sparks are flying.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard to happen.
Yeah, also.
And also, there's a set of twins in Perth. They're identical, and they are dating the same guy.
Oh, well, I've read about that.
That's another whole kettle of fish there, Michelle. Hey, thank you so much, Michelle, for sharing that story. Though,
it could have been like this one. Karen texted and she said, "My father-in-law married his wife after they met when being bridesmaid." Bridesmaid and bridegroom for their respective elder siblings.
Okay, say that again because I've got to get my head around this.
So her father-in-law.
Okay, father-in-law, yep.
And mother-in-law.
Yep.
They met at the wedding of their brother and sister's wedding.
Oh,
so they were
both
in the bridal party for their brother and sister.
How'd you guys meet? Ah, my brother's wedding.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that now they're together. That's cool.
That's crazy. So it actually does happen quite a bit.
I know.
We've got Rochelle on the phone. Now, Rochelle, what's your story? Have you done this or is it a relative?
No, not me. It's a relative.
Okay.
Oh, what happened?
My great uncle, he married twice and his second wife was the sister of his son's wife.
Of his sons?
Him and his son's sisters.
Whoa. Okay, say it one more time just so I understand.
Father and son married sisters.
Father and son married sisters. How'd that go down?
Well, he was my great uncle, so I'm not really sure.
Wow.
I just know the story.
It's one of those family stories that gets passed down.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And I think it was 8 children, and his second wife had 12.
Oh, whoa.
20.
He had 20 kids.
Wow.
Yeah, rumours that there could possibly be a couple of illegitimates out there as well.
Wow.
Too many, what a story.
Too many questions. Rochelle, thank you so much for sharing that, though.
That's unbelievable.
Man, imagine Christmas time.
Oh, that would be hectic.
Oh, it would just be too hectic. I mean, we've got 9, and our Christmas is already hectic.
Yeah,
20.
20 kids.
Man.
And
let
then,
us know.
So I'm just trying to figure out what you will call. So the dad and the son are married to sisters.
Yeah.
So they would technically be the son's brother and niece or nephew.
It's too much.
My brain just exploded.
Deal. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.